This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. A business that employs over 5,000 people has its roots in Macoupin County. I had a chance to talk with Prairie Farms Public Relations Program Manager Emily Hereford. We discussed the size of the business, new products, and the programs they have available until the end of the year.
Prairie Farms is actually locally owned and locally produced. So we are owned by over 600 farm families, including 309 in Illinois. The corporate office, like you said, is located in Carlinville, Illinois, and there are about 125 employees at that location between the plant and the corporate office. But Prairie Farms itself has over 5,700 employees throughout the whole company.
Emily says that millions of gallons of milk are bottled each year in Carlinville and other plants as well.
Throughout the entire company, over 500 million gallons a year are bottled, and the Carlinville plant bottles over 25 million gallons of milk each year.
Prairie Farms has several new flavors of milk available this holiday season, and their Peeps-flavored milk that was released last spring was named the new product of the year.
Every year, Prairie Farms offers specialty holiday flavored milk. As always, this year we have our traditional eggnog and holiday custard. You can find those every year. But this year we were excited to introduce some new flavors. We had pumpkin spice, peppermint mocha, chocolate mint, snickerdoodle, and speculoos cookie, which is my favorite. And actually in the spring we offered our Peeps milk, which actually won the national award as the new product of the year. So that was really exciting.
Emily also notes that customer interests are taken into consideration when they're designing new flavors.
We usually choose the flavors and do some taste testing to figure out the best ones to use. However, on our social channels, we're always getting new ideas from customers. And if we had a flavor in the past that was really popular and they want us to bring those back, we definitely take that input. So, anytime a customer reaches out and has a suggestion, we're listening and we're taking that into consideration for future flavors.
Along with the new flavors, Prairie Farms is also giving you a chance to win money and prizes until the end of the year through their Party On, Give On program.
Party On, Give On is a contest we have going on through the end of the year. So through December 31st, people can go to our website and enter daily to win weekly prizes that actually include free Prairie Farms products. So they'll receive a big stack of Prairie Farms coupons. And we will also donate 1,000 caps to the top 12 Our Capture Cause charities with the most votes. So at the end of each week, 12 winners are selected, and all entries are eligible for our grand prize. And our grand prize winners, they each receive $250 and also $100 towards our products. And then the grand prize winners can actually choose in our Capture Cause charity to receive $250 as well. So there's lots of prizes going out, and it's just a really fun time of year and a way for us to give back during the holidays.
To enter the contest, visit www.prairiefarms.com and find the Party On, Give On page of the website. If you'd like to give back to your community, you can do so by purchasing Prairie Farms milk and collecting the caps. Emily explains.
Our Capture Cause is our charity giving program. It's a super simple, accountable, and personal way to support your favorite nonprofit organization. So when all of our gallon and half gallons of milk, there is a code underneath a sticker. And you can go to our website, www.prairiefarms.com, on the Our Capture Cause page, and actually redeem those codes. For every code redeemed, Prairie Farms will give 5 cents to your favorite nonprofit organization. So it's just a really great way for customers to give back to those charities. At Prairie Farms, our farm families and employees take great pride in giving back to the communities in which we work and live. And this program really represents our commitment to being good neighbors. Since the start of the program, we've donated over $62,000. This year alone, we've donated over $38,000. So it's a really great program that we're going to continue having all year round. So everyone should start collecting their caps.
Once again, Emily Hereford, Public Relations Program Manager for Prairie Farms. We'll be back with more after these messages. Plummeting gas prices well below $2 a gallon in some markets is a huge Christmas present for consumers and a boost for corn and cellulosic ethanol. The nation is witnessing the lowest gasoline prices in about 6 years, along with the lowest oil prices in more than a decade as the U.S. produces more oil, starts exporting oil, and larger producers flood the world market. Growth Energy's CEO Tom Buis says the combination helps consumers.
Low gas prices really help consumers. You'll see consumption go up, which we've witnessed over the past year, with lower gasoline prices, lower fuel prices, and the demand for ethanol has gone up with it.
Virtually every gallon of gas in the U.S. has at least 10% ethanol, and more retailers are selling higher blends through a USDA program to install new blending pumps. Buis says ethanol exports have also picked up.
Most recent trend is China is buying ethanol. More and more countries are realizing the advantages, not only to their consumers of a cheaper, higher performing, cleaner fuel, but it's also their way of contributing to the reduction of carbon use.
He says the increase is helped by country commitments at the Paris Climate Summit. Buis predicts all of this will help ethanol break through the artificial blend wall of market saturation that led the EPA to tighten targets under the renewable fuel standard.
We're going to get through the blend wall, which is really important because that was kind of a line in the sand drawn by the oil industry that doesn't want to see competition, and that competition is really important.
Buis argues at 10% of the nation's fuel supply, ethanol has helped keep gas prices lower, and he claims ethanol will stay competitive with gasoline, even as overall fuel prices fall. The Environmental Protection Agency extended the public comment period on the proposed changes to the pesticide applicator certification rule an additional 30 days. The closing date for comments is now January 22nd of 2016. EPA is proposing stronger standards for pesticide applicators that are certified to apply the riskiest pesticides, known as restricted-use pesticides. The goal is to reduce the likelihood of harm from the misapplication of those pesticides and ensure a consistent level of protection among states. The EPA proposes the rule that would establish a first-time-ever nationwide minimum age of 18 for certified applicators and persons working under their direct supervision. The proposal also would require all applicators to renew certifications every 3 years. The EPA first proposed the certification rule in August of 2015. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.